You heard from the mayor, heard from a couple folks. Do you think this matter is going to get resolved by April 29th?
I think it's going to be tough. Like most of the difficult bills, the budget, UI, it's going to run right up against the deadline. Was a little encouraged, though, to hear Mayor Ballard be a little more specific in what he wanted to see in the plan. So that was encouraging.
One of the things that the mayor seemed to be alluding at is it's not so much that he likes one tax over the other. They just need enough tools to sort of get them to the magic number of $46 million or $47 million. It seemed a couple times that maybe the mayor and the committee were maybe sort of talking past each other.
Well, that's why I specifically asked about the proposal, Senator Kennelly's proposal, and I listed the taxes that were, the tax increases that were there to kind of at least zero in on those. And I mean, we would hate to give options that he or the council wouldn't want. I mean, that doesn't do anything. So we're trying to work together here, and it's, you know, we don't need to be reading each other's eyes or something just to communicate with us as to do you agree with this or not, and we can move forward from there.
What about the idea of expanding that downtown sports district to include, you know, Circle Center Mall or maybe some of the hotels attached by durable tubes? I mean, they were necessarily built for the convention center, Lucas Oil, Conseco per se, but they're all very integral parts of what goes on in those facilities.
The problem you're going to have with that is it's state dollars when we're facing tough budget times ourselves. To get other legislators from around the state to agree to that, you have to present the case that if the CIB goes under, the impact of that will just have a huge ripple effect around the rest of parts of the state.
Or could you see a situation, not to, you know, see you guys negotiate in the media, where, you know, the state helps the city out in the early run, then once things are built and the revenue gets back up, those taxes are phased, that sort of revenue sharing is phased out, so the state's right back.
Yeah, you can even do it on a sliding scale or something like that. That may be something. And I noticed that Senator Kennelly had put in expiration dates of 2020. Sounds like a long ways away, but really 11 years away. And then to revisit and see where the CIB is at that point. Maybe we even move those expiration dates up even closer so that we can revisit this even sooner.
Is it fair to say you guys feel a lot better maybe about the situation now than you did maybe a week, 2 weeks ago?
Well, I'm glad that we are at least discussing proposals. Senator Kennelly's, Representative Crawford has one, Representative Espig, I think even the Senate, some of the Senate Democrats have those. So it's good that we're getting this conversation going because it's been a quiet conversation so far.
And what if the Colts and Pacers don't contribute? Because there's nothing out there that says they will, and by the email that went out by the Colts the other day where they said they never asked for a football stadium to begin with, that it doesn't seem like they're really going to get off the dime.
Doesn't look like it. And honestly, I was not here. I wasn't a legislator in 2005 when the first deal was made. So it does not appear that they will. And we'll just have to factor that into the formula that we end up with.
You agree with Jeff, Representative Espick's assessment that, okay, you guys can do what you want, but, you know, karma, you know, can be a real tricky thing sometimes.
Well, I also agree with Mayor Ballard's point that both sports teams have kind of been beat up here, and they both have been good corporate citizens, and we have to realize that they are an asset for the state as well. So I think we need to keep that in mind too.
Representative, thank you very much. Have yourself a good weekend. See you on Monday.
Thanks. I'm tired. I'm going home.